welcome to the last and final eighth episode of the book and our podcast show, Sell Your Company for Maximum Value. If you're a business owner in Texas and you've been watching our podcast, I want to personally thank you. My name is Michael D. Rubin. I'm the founder and CEO of MDR & Associates. And in the studio with me is a familiar face. He is a familiar face of the firm. He's been with our firm now a year, year. And you've been serving, he's been serving business owners faithfully with me. His name is Todd Hutchinson. He's our VP of Exit Strategy. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Glad to be here.
All right. So last week we talked about chapter 11 and 12 of the book. We went over with Jenny, our CFO, and our lead attorney, Steve Clemens. We went over chapter 11, due diligence, navigating the landmines. What a weird word, due diligence. And Jenny broke down, and we broke down how difficult of a roller coaster due diligence can be in our business and all the landmines that we have to sort of navigate around. And then we talked about the legal process. Once where all the contingencies have been lifted, the deal gets over to our legal team led by Steve Clemens. He did a great job breaking down, I think, the asset sale versus stock sale. If you missed that episode, please go back and watch it. But today, we're going to conclude the book. I made this an easy read book. I know some of our clients are saying, what, off the radio? We also do a radio show on WBAP called Sell Your Company for Maximum Value, Sundays 12 to 1. What are some of our clients saying how easy of a read this book is once they get it in their hands and they get a signed copy? What are they saying?
Yeah, some of them just read it in an afternoon sitting. Yeah. It's really easy to read. It flows real well. It's in kind of the order it's supposed to be. So they just don't put it down. They get it done in three or four hours easily.
We've gotten really good feedback, and two or three of them have already signed listing agreements. They become clients after reading the book, so that's just music to our ears. But I think I designed the book so that it's a resource for you as a Texas business owner to understand a couple things. How do you interview an M&A firm? What's the process? We have a 10-step unique process that we patented and we kind of designed and chiseled over 15 years. How do we find the perfect buyer when it goes on the websites? How do we qualify buyers ready, willing, and able? How do we entice an offer or multiple offers? One offer doesn't hold water. We need two or three. And then how do we pick that offer and negotiate that letter of intent? And then finally, how do we get in due diligence, get it finally to Steve in the legal process in the last 30, 45 days, and then dot the I's, cross the T's. And ultimately, we like to see them at the celebration dinner at the steakhouse of their choice. A lot of times we choose Bob's Chop House.
Bob's
is a really nice place, but anywhere they want to go, we just kind of thank them and seller and his wife and or her wife and then buyer and their significant other and you and me and maybe Steve Clemens. We just thank them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the last two chapters of the book we're going to go over today. Closing transition, proceed with caution. So when we close a deal, I'm going to throw this over to you. What's the right way to announce to your employees that you've sold and what's the wrong way?
Well, first of all, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves on in this business is confidentiality. So through the whole process, that's one of our main focuses, to make sure that the company is selling, but no one knows it about it selling other than the owner.
Absolutely. And maybe, to keep the confidentiality intact as long as you possibly can, preferably all the way to that announcement at the day of closing and wiring of funds.
That's correct.
So imagine the seller's there with the new buyer. Let's start with what's the wrong way to announce it?
The wrong way is simple. The wrong way is for the seller and the buyer to be standing on stage and the seller go, "Oh, I've just sold the company and I'm out and this is your new boss. Congratulations."
If you're an employee, you're thinking, I need to get a new job by noon.
By noon.
I got to have a new job because it's only human nature to fill in the blanks and go, I guess I'm losing my job.
Absolutely.
So that's the wrong way to say it's sold. Here's the new owner. See your keys. See you later. This is it. You're almost saying you're out of there. When a lot of times, most of the time, our seller stays 3, 6, 9, 12, sometimes 2 or 3 years.
That's correct.
And nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
So conversely, same meeting at the wiring and closing of funds, that morning going to the service company, manufacturing company, there's 40 employees. What's the right way to announce it?
Yes, ideally, the right way to announce would be that the owner would introduce the new partner.
Right.
That's going to help this company grow to the next level, and then let the employees know that this is a great opportunity for them, that nothing's going to change, that this is actually better for them because we're going to grow, which means they get to go into better positions, more money. It's a positive thing, and that way everybody feels comfortable with this smooth transition.
And all I would add is that it's important to say, if you're the business owner, it's important to say, nothing's going to change. It's music to their ears, or it's going to get a little better.
Absolutely.
For you and your family. And the second thing I would say, and you touched on it, I'm, as the owner, previous owner, you just sold it, I'm not going anywhere. That puts them at ease. And I would then say there's some kind of appetizers, lunch, something to talk to the new ownership to get a sense of, he's a pretty good guy. This guy's a good guy. I can see, I like this guy.
Yeah, I think it's important to introduce the entire staff, if possible,
the new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if it's a couple, meet the husband and the wife.
Yes.
Right?
We've
seen that before in our business of 225 closings. We've seen all types of scenarios. I want to talk about the two that didn't pay attention to what I coached them to do and said it sold and everything's changing. They lost their business, both individuals, within 90 days that business was closed. Their investment gone. So it's important.
Well, I think it's our human nature, you know, as an employee, you know, that's that fear. And sometimes change is very scary for a lot of people. So I think most times when you don't have that smooth transition, like we said, those employees on their lunch break are going on Indeed looking for the next job because they don't know. They don't feel comfortable. They feel like something.
Even worse, a lot of them know the competitor because they've talked to him. They work right beside him.
Mm-hmm.
It's as easy as, let me call Steve. I met him in a yard the other day.
That's true.
I will tell you a story of a landscape company. I'm not going to name any names. But this gentleman bought two landscape companies from me and combined them. And he was from corporate America. And he was uncoachable at 65 years old. He'd made a lot of money in corporate America, multimillionaire, lived in a very prestigious neighborhood, and didn't recognize a few things. Number one, the younger 20 and 30-year-olds he just bought the business from had command over those six trucks, so six lead supervisors that ran the crews. Even though they were 24 and one guy was 35, those two owners, they had command over it. He didn't. They spoke Spanish. He didn't. He changed their compensation. He changed everything, how they got gas, what their schedule looked like. Those workers ended up stealing all the equipment out of his self-storage because they had access, not showing up on yards. So the thousands, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients per week in North Texas, the weeds were growing. Complaints are starting to come in. Lost the business, lost his entire investment on both landscape companies in 3 to 4 months. It's super, super important to make your employees feel comfortable. A, nothing's changing, and B, I'm not going anywhere.
So would you say that's part of our process once we get to that point where we know this is closing, that we get both buyer and seller together to go over that transition and what it should look like?
Well, do you remember Massage Heights, our guest that came in, John Weathers? Remember when he looked at me in that seat and he said, do you remember what you called me the day before closing? Do you remember what you said to me? And I said, no, I don't remember. You remember that? I think it's episode four or five or six.
Yes.
We're on episode eight. I said, no, what did I say? I don't remember what I said. He said, just be yourself. John's one of the most authentic, cares about his people like family. Just be you. He mentioned that on this show, and I was like, wow, that's Jerry Maguire kind of stuff. Matter of fact, Jerry Maguire at WBAP, we made a joke, and we quoted it the first week. So I've had to watch the movie to make quotes, stupid as this is. Every week, I'm help me help you, or you had me at hello, or show me the money, or, you know, forgive me. Please forgive me.
You're going to run out of quotes eventually.
I know. I'm out. I got to watch it again or pick another movie. No, it's been fun. The radio program has been a lot of fun. Janie and I are having a lot of fun. I mean, we're nervous. I mean, I've never been on the radio, you know. I didn't know if I had a radio voice or not, and I don't. Just the first week I asked the producer, should I talk in my radio voice? He goes, please don't do that.
But you just be yourself.
Just be yourself. Just that's what I told sellers, because we won't sign up a seller unless they're down to earth. Their yes means yes or no means no. They're high integrity. They don't have to be Christian. And we've served people in every religious possible, including being atheist. That's not us. But, like, they have to be high integrity. They have to tell us the truth. The good, I say they have to tell us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And also, we have to know that they care about their employees.
It's so important.
The ones that say, I don't care.
That's not our client. We'll care about their selling their company as much as they are. We're as motivated as our sellers are. And wouldn't you say 97% of the time we represent seller? We're a sell-side, high-touch, boutique M&A advisory firm serving manufacturing, distribution, and service. And the revenues, our website says 3 to 100 million.
Yes.
Sale price somewhere between 1 million and 50 million. That's kind of our sweet spot.
No, we definitely represent the seller. But I think what's unique about us is our commitment to finding that perfect buyer and through the process, serving them as well.
Yes.
Because we, like we say all the time, we want it to be a win-win-win.
Yep.
So we're really making sure that that fit
yep.
is as close as we can get it so all parties benefit from that close
absolutely,
transaction.
Absolutely. Listen, if you're a business owner in North Texas and you're driving around, you're building your business, I say this on the radio every week. Heck, if you'll just reach out to me on my personal and private cell phone, it's 469-995-6060, 469-995-6060. Reach out to me, founder to founder. I'll give you a complimentary copy of the book. And if this is your first episode you're watching, please go back, watch episodes 1 through 8. This is our 8th episode. It'll cover the entire book, so you'll get the same information. If you're more of I'm more of a visual person. I have read a few books in my life, but I'd rather watch the movie. So if they're one of those people, you know, then do that and watch that. I tell you what, we're going to put up some information on how to get a hold of us at the firm, and we'll be right back in just 1 second.
To book a discovery meeting with Michael and receive a complimentary opinion of value, you can visit us on the web at sellmycompanynow.com. That's sellmycompanynow.com, or call us at 855-637-2020. That's 855-637-2020. Sell your company for maximum value.
Welcome back to Sell Your Company for Maximum Value. I'm Michael D. Rubin, founder and CEO of MDR & Associates. I'm here with Todd Hutchinson, our VP of Exit Strategy. We've talked about Chapter 13, how to announce it to your employees when you've sold. Closing Concerns, I think, is the name of the chapter. And now we're going to talk about the last chapter. And when I remember when I was writing the last chapter, I came to you and we were discussing, well, what should it be entitled? Well, what do we try to do with clients? We try to get them to the next season of their life. So let's talk about that. Where are they now? Let's talk about some stories of people we've served. We have we had a seller call into the radio show, Stephen Ferguson out of Austin, the largest and most successful high-end custom builder, EEF Custom Homes. Stephen Ferguson's from London, and my brother referred him to me. Anyway, he called in the radio show and just told us his story. I wish we could do that on the show here, but I'll just tell this. I'll tell a few stories right now about where are our clients? Were we successful? A few success stories, because it's important, because if you're a business owner, you're driving around thinking, I want to slow down and smell the roses one day. First thing I tell you is our brand promises, if we don't accomplish your goals and objectives, we don't want to be involved. We're going to listen to your goals and objectives carefully in the first meeting like we did today.
Mm-hmm.
We had a, 67, 68-year-old couple in today, built a fabulous business, locksmith business in DFW. They're going to become clients, I believe, and next week. And, you know, they shared their goals and objectives, right? Before
yes.
I get into past stories, tell us just real quickly with writing the book, getting the number one spot on WBAP, 12 to 1 on Sundays, Sell Your Company for Maximum Value radio show, plus this podcast, what have you seen in the firm as far as that activity?
It's been tremendous. I think we've hit a sweet spot, at least in the area that we serve, North Texas, and even Texas in general. I don't think a lot of business owners have the information that we're providing for them to understand that, one, selling your business is a great possibility, but how do I do that from point A to point Z so I can fulfill my desires to retire and be with my grandchildren or travel or do whatever? Because that's our ultimate goal with these business owners, is to get them the availability to retire and go to the next season in their life.
Just enjoy life.
Absolutely.
Slow down, smell the roses, look back. Play with the grandkids, travel with the wife, go fishing, go golfing, hang out with buddies. I mean, if we all could stop making, chapter one's called Stop Making the Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing what you do to pay the electric bill, the mortgage, the car payment. Don't we all dream about that?
Yes, we do.
These next two, three people I'm going to talk about, I remember it vividly. First one I'll talk about. Don't remember where she was referred from. We do a lot of SEO up to this point. We've never done any marketing till this year. It's always been they find us on the internet or just because we sold 200, their friends tell somebody or referral partner. We have a huge referral partner network, huge with the Black Card. So we have hundreds of referral partners, financial advisors. If you're a financial advisor, CPA, lawyer, we'd love to hear from you. You know, we pay referral fees, but yeah, I look back at this one. I don't remember how she called me. Her name was Farron. She's actually in the book, in the chapter 14. She came into the gallery at that time. We were in executive suite. We didn't have the beautiful office we have today. We're just growing in one office and an executive suite. Anyway, she comes into the Galleria. At the time, we're at the Dallas Galleria, and sits in the boardroom. I had a whiteboard in the boardroom. I said, Farron, take me back. Tell me how you started Face Logic. You said you do more facials in Dallas than anybody? Incredible. Take me back. So she took me back 10 years prior when she started it. And an hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes later, I try to wait to the end. I said, well, Farron, why are you selling? Why are you selling? And she said, I want to move my entire family to Cabo San Lucas. I got up with a pen on the whiteboard, and I wrote Cabo San Lucas. And I sat back down. I said, Farron, so you're telling me that you're going to move your kids, you're going to be enrolled in school in Cabo, you're selling your house in Dallas, you're going to move to Cabo. No matter what, we're going to move to Cabo. You need to sell this so I can move to Cabo. And I'm looking at her. She looked mid-30s. Upper 30s, beautiful, successful, intelligent. I thought, wow, that's incredible. I've never heard that before. But I put on the board. I said, and I started focusing on, we got to get you to Cabo. So we build a marketing pack. I think back then we were building tiny little marketing packages. Today they're incredible. We've really developed our. But it was a small workup on her business. We listed on all the websites, and I tell my guys, you know, maybe it's me being bent. You know, in a Christian way, but I tell everyone that does business with me at our firm, God can't breathe on it until you put it on the websites. Well, we put it on bizbuysell.com and all the other websites. We pay to be at the highest level, and sure enough, lady calls, and I said, well, what do you do? Why are you interested in a spa in Highland Park with facials and 13 employees? And she said, well, I run the beauty division for Mary Kay. And I was like, what? God had obviously just breathed on this thing. She's already in dermatology. She knows skincare. She's over thousands of people for the iconic company, Mary Kay. She wants to get out of corporate America, buy her own business. So I called her in for the magical buyer-seller meeting, and it was magical. I mean, she loved Farron, couldn't believe they're doing more facials in Dallas than anyone. Made a very fair offer, just under $1 million. We were doing small deals back then. We still do if it's the right deal, like the deal we looked at today. But to this day, I can't believe how it all worked out so perfectly. We listed and closed under 90 days. And today, Farron is in Cabo San Lucas, started another business with 80 to 100 artisans. She has something like 10 to 15 retail boutique shops and all the high-end 4- and 5-star hotels in Cabo. We'll probably run into her merchandise. And she champions the people down in Cabo and has, you know, this really much bigger business, much more of a passion for her. Her kids are thriving in the schools. She loves going to this. You know where they do church? On the ocean. I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and I told her she was in the book. She goes, really? Send me a copy. I want to see it. She goes, you don't have no idea what a blessing MDR and Associates was to us. But all I did was list a company, trust God, put it on the websites, let them breathe, and boom. It's just unbelievable. I can remember another gentleman. That was 2011. And 12. I remember in 2017, a gentleman by the name of Jerry called me from Redstone Visual. Now, Redstone Visual is a printing company. I think a lawyer referred him into our firm, or one of our referral associates. And Jerry runs a printing company called Redstone Visual, and they do all the printing for the Cowboys, the Rangers, the Stars, and Dallas Baptist University, TCU. I mean, a lot of major printing. So I assume they had some nice equipment, nice real estate, and we listed it for, I think it was around $3.75 million. Jerry told me what his EBITDA was. We had our first meeting, but he told me in his first meeting with his new fiance, Deanne, he said, I specifically want to go to our second home that is his father or father-in-law owns in Telluride and ride motorcycles in Telluride. Now, have you been to Telluride?
No, it's one of the places I'd like to go.
It is. There's a reason they talk about Vail, Aspen, Telluride. It is magical. And anyway, I called him a month ago. What are you doing? I'm riding motorcycles in Telluride. And I said, he goes, because of you. And I said, it wasn't me. The Lord blessed your deal. But we listed Redstone. So interesting. We had two meetings with Jerry, signed the engagement letter, listed it. Within 30 days, we had an all-cash buyer out of Highland Park. Had just sold his two lots in Highland Park and said, I'm going to pay all cash. I'll pay the $3.75 million. We had some real trouble in the legal process at the end. Felt like I was pulling lawyers off each other at the end of that deal. That's why I started interviewing lawyers that, okay, maybe we need to have lawyers that are deal makers, not deal breakers, because it almost died about four times. But we got it to the finish line, and I remember the buyer, I don't remember the buyer's name, but the buyer was a really well-heeled financial buyer to Highland Park, and the buyer said, after we got the legal stuff resolved, can we go to my bank? I think it was Chase. We go over to his Chase Bank, downtown Fort Worth, and guess what bank our seller had as well?
Chase.
So literally, they're in a booth where a banker just goes, bleep, on the $3.75 million. And, of course, wired our success. We had the celebration dinner. And I just can't believe that Jerry is now getting to enjoy all of his passion, whatever he wants to do in life. I mean, at some point, we want to stop working, slow down a little bit, smell the roses, and move on from what we're doing. A lot of people think it's 100% sale. Jerry stayed for a year or two. Farron only had to stay 90 days. It really depends on the deal. Before we end the episode, and I want to say a few things to business owners, because this is our last one. Don't we listen intently on how long they want to stay and design it exactly? We just did that with the locksmith and designed exactly how long they feel is a perfect scenario for that. Speak to that for a second.
Yes, and I think that's one of our specialties, and what separates us from a lot of other firms is we take a great pride in making sure that their exit is exactly what they want, how they want it, how long they want it, what their compensation plan would look like. And we negotiate that with them and with the buyer to make sure that they do have the right scenario for them as they exit the company, like you said, whether that's 3 months or 2 years, but it's exactly the way they would like it to be.
We're in control.
We're in control.
And when we're not in control, who takes over control?
The buyer.
By default. People say, you're high control on purpose. In the middle of these deals, you have to be. Or who takes over control? The buyer or buyer group, right?
That's correct.
So I think it's important, if you're a business owner and you've been listening to all these episodes and this is the last one, you need to understand, we're not doing a deal until you and I are comfortable. If you're my client, right? Someone's our client, one of these business owners watching, we're not doing a deal until you're comfortable. And ultimately, do we get paid the success fee if they don't sign the deal?
Nope.
A business owner? So who's really in control?
Yes.
The business owner. Right? At the end, they can keep running. If they get a $12 million offer, $12 million, $13 million offer, like the one we got yesterday, our seller can say no to it.
They still have to sign it.
And if they don't, maybe next year we'll give it a try again. If it doesn't take a downturn or something happen, right? We talked to how many people on the radio that used to be worth $12 million, but something happened in that industry and now they're worth $1 million.
Happens.
They passed on a $12 million offer 3 years ago. We have that situation right now in our firm, right now. And we'll continue to have that. But ultimately, who's in control? Who's in control?
The seller.
Our client is in control. So If you're a business owner, you've watched these 8 podcasts. First of all, I want to thank you. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort. I want to give a shout out to our producer, Jason Stark. He's the best in the business here at PR News. But Jeff Crilly as well. But I'm just very thankful and blessed we could put this information out to the business owner. If you're a business owner in North Texas, you're wondering what you're worth. Jenny and I say it on the radio all the time. You don't know if you want to sell until you know how much you're worth. If you want to know how much you're worth, we're going to put up some information in a second, conclude the show. Any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to say to the business owners just directly?
Just watch these podcasts. They have so much information for a business owner. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think the book, we prayed about the chapters, the 14 titles, the content of each chapter. It's sequential as you go through a deal. So, there's not a lot of information. The stats are startling. 77 million baby boomers need to sell their company. 77 million baby boomers, 40% of them own I should say 40% of all small businesses in America are owned by those 77 million baby boomers. They're going to sell in the next 15 years, be unprecedented, called the silver tsunami, the gray wave. That represents $10 trillion of company value. It's unprecedented. Call us if you need a valuation. Call us if you want an opinion of value. We'd love to meet you. My name's Michael D. Rubin with MDR Associates. We're going to put up our information one last time. We're going to continue to do our podcast once a month with special guests around seller financing, around all different types of areas. One week, we're going to have 2 or 3 private equity. So if your business is a larger, if it's about a $10 to $50 million business, not going to want to miss that episode, because we're going to go over what do they look for? How do they qualify businesses as private equity? SBA, the SBA one we're going to do. We're going to talk to an SBA, the big SBA bank that does more than anyone else in the world. And we're going to ask them, how does it need to be structured? Because structure in our business is everything. So I want to thank you once again for watching. I'm Michael D. Rubin. You don't know if you want to sell until you know how much you're worth. Be blessed. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You can find this podcast on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or Facebook. We're on the radio every Sunday, 12 to 1 p.m. That's Sundays, 12 to 1 p.m. on Dallas-Fort Worth's number one news talk radio station, WBAP, on AM 820 and now FM 93.3. Until next week, I'm Michael Rubin as your host. Be blessed.
To book a discovery meeting with Michael and receive a complimentary opinion of value, you can visit us on the web at sellmycompanynow.com. That's sellmycompanynow.com, or call us at 855-637-2020. That's 855-637-2020. Sell your company for maximum value.